say, I gotta go poop.
I have to poop.
That's all gonna stay in.
I don't hear you.
I hear myself though.
That's my mic was off the whole time, and I didn't expect that we're gonna start right now. Hey, this is still testing though. We're not gonna put this in. I really don't want to put that in.
No, we're putting it in. Sorry, buddy. We're putting all of that in.
So, and the restaurant is sucking a dick right now.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He's like
doing your mom.
I guess so. Dude, he looks like Pete Davidson on fucking crack. Pete Davidson already looks like he's on crack, so you don't look that pretty right now, buddy.
What's your response?
Still gotta poop.
Oh my god. Well, this is a beautiful, beautiful start to this podcast, I guess.
It is currently 8:21. It is beautiful outside, especially with this amazing view we have
of trees and a wall.
Yeah.
And a fence.
We don't even have a fence.
And a window.
What do you call that?
You're an idiot.
Okay, to be fair,
where is the water coming from? There's like water landing on my face.
Dude, didn't you know that Diana's mom, Andres' mom, just fucking watered?
But like, she's not watering the sky, is she?
Yeah, bro.
Right now?
Well, to be fair, sometimes when she's bored, she goes salt to the tree.
See?
If not, then
photosynthesis.
Then if not,
isn't
then
that where the sun hits the plants?
Yes. Photosynthesis. Well, we're fucking idiots.
So this is the podcast.
What's the name of the podcast?
I think I broke the chair.
Well, stop that fucking rocking in me.
No, I lifted it up. I broke the chair.
Oh my god, you're an idiot.
How about three idiots?
How about three musketeers? Three musketeers?
Oh shit, I broke the chair.
You're fucking dumb.
Nope. We're gonna go by three idiots.
Three idiots.
I'm really hoping you go through the chair.
Well, most of you know or already know me and Razo.
I fixed it.
No, you're still fucking stupid.
No, I fixed it.
No, you're still stupid.
I decided to put it back in.
That's what she said.
Okay, this is all
too bad you can't relate. I'm just kidding.
Bitch.
This is all gonna stay in the podcast, by the way.
Kitty, I don't even know if this is. What? Kitty? What? Kitty. Oh, it's a kitty.
Is there a cat?
Yeah.
Pussy. Stop getting distracted.
I mean,
there's a pussy over there.
There's pussy everywhere, bro.
Here comes a pussy.
Like mad dogging us.
Oh
right now.
Shit, it's coming at me right now. Holy fuck.
Somebody do a cat call.
Meow.
You guys are both fucking idiots. You guys both meow at the same time.
Great minds think alike, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What am I thinking right now?
Dicks.
No.
Fuck, I was. I don't know about you, but.
Okay, then we got different mindset. I was thinking about food.
Bare fist.
Bare fist?
Yes, me and Ross were thinking the same thing. You have bare fist?
Bro. Bare fist?
Bro fist. The bro fist. Bare fist. Oh, we should get a tattoo. It's just a fist and a bare hand. The bare
fist. It's so stupid. Is this going to be the first one?
Episode? So, okay, I guess the official name of this fucking podcast is Three Idiots. Where it's three idiots who think they know what they're doing trying to do a podcast.
We're just trying to live life, you know? But we suck at living, you know?
Yes. And we suck at life, so.
Yeah, we suck at life.
We're not winning so far at all. What's new? Okay, yeah, as I was saying, you already know me, probably. I'm Luis, and you already know Razo.
Okay, well, first of all, this is the first episode.
I know, but the people that are going to be listening to this shit are going to they're going to hear my annoying ass voice.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, who's this pendejo talking? All we know it's Luis.
Yeah, they're gonna know it's me. And obviously, you know, your voice is very recognizable too.
Is that a bad thing?
Nah.
Son of a bitch.
And then, I go with no Andres. I go,
Bro, they don't even know me. The only people that know is your family.
Okay, well.
Right into the mic too. Why?
Sorry.
Okay. Why? I'm labeling my mic. I'm gonna label this.
Oh my god!
I'm labeling my mic now.
I really hope this is my mic now because I don't know what you guys did to this mic.
Whatever mic it is out there that's not mine or that is mine, I burped into all my mics already.
Oh my god!
You guys are probably gonna be tasting some tasty ass steak.
You just ate a cheeseburger. How
I know,
that
but
steak?
those other days that we got a salad and steak. Whoa! Did you just gag? Oh, you inhaled a piece of the steak? It must be beef jerky now, then.
Okay.
Fuck, concentrate. We get so sidetracked. We're like goldfish, dude.
I thought that was the point.
We can start. What? We smile go. Back. What? What do you mean we're goldfish? We get.
Hey, yo! I got some. I got wait, some other rainbow.
What was I going by goldfish? No, we have a short attention span. There you go. Attention span. English, Luis. God damn it. Adoy. What?
Okay. Right. So that's gonna be.
All right. Official greetings. Hi. I'm Luis.
My name is Razo.
My name is Andres.
We are three idiots.
My name's Andres. And they're happy.
You're turning into our first podcast. Well, yeah, fuck it. We'll just name
it. Where do we go from here?
So, how was your day, Razo?
Oh my god, dude, my day was so good. Like,
yeah,
it was so tiring.
So crazy.
But we're talking gay now?
No. Andres, we already know about your day. Your day was just consisting of video gaming and jacking off into socks.
Bro, it was so boring.
So, you're admitting that you were just gaming and jacking off in socks today?
No, we're just watching TV. Liar.
Porn TV,
right? Liar.
Playboy.
What do you watch? What's your favorite porn, Andres? What interests you, huh?
Okay, when did we start talking about porn?
Hold on. Just stay with me here. What are you into? Are you a man of Asians? Are you a man of...
Well, okay.
Ebonies?
What kind of girl are you into, actually?
Or are you into guys?
Or guys, you know, we support you.
I ain't judging.
God damn it, again with the... Oh, fucking shit, bro. I swear.
Wait, what has it come to me? What do I have to be the one talking about?
Because you're the one that jacks off. All right, buddy.
Dude, you too.
I don't have time to jack off.
Rosa does too.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
Either I'm sleeping at time. Work or other things.
You get days off. So what the fuck? I don't.
Dude, today all I did was literally... What did I do? I went to sleep at 6 in the morning because I didn't sleep all night. And I woke up at 3 and game.
Dude, I woke up.
Played COD a little bit, and that's it. And then I came over here with you guys.
Bitch, you didn't invite me. We would have been playing.
It was full squad.
Fuck you, bitch.
You're a bitch. What kind of porn are you into, Andres? Stop trying to side the question. Are you in with chicks with dicks? Is that your thing?
No.
I think
that's your thing, though.
Hey, bro, you know, sometimes you have to look that up to see how big they are and then see, like, for sword tournaments, bro, all right?
What?
Yeah, you know, sword tournaments, you know, when you go to a restroom and you're like, you know...
No, I don't know.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
Change that. I don't know what I'm talking about, all right?
You can tell he doesn't watch porn.
I can tell what kind of porn about. He watches, at least. Yep. He's already watching chicks with dick sword
fighting. I like chickens. I don't know. I don't know.
Andres, you look like you're into... You look like you're into ebony women.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, he said no. Okay, what are you into then?
Mexican.
Oh. Okay.
His background doesn't
tisk.
Doesn't say that.
Basic.
Hey, fuck you.
He was making fun of me. All right.
Hey, I wasn't making fun. No, I was just saying.
We're gonna have to say this. What happened in the past? All right. Okay. So we had this conversation about would he ever go out with a white girl, right? He's like, no, I would never go out with a white girl. Fuck white girls. I don't like white girls.
Nah, but I said depends after.
Not after. After.
After. After.
He ends up dating a white girl. And then I'm just like, Andres, what was this conversation like?
Yo we literally had this conversation. Way?
What?
Pagarme los papeles?
Yeah.
Junto con
abuelita.
But, I mean.
But the thing is.
What the fuck? Like, I was born here, so does it even count?
You know, Andres, I would have taken you for a ginger kind of guy. You look like you like something with no soul.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
What is it called? Those people that like dead people?
Oh my god.
You're one of those. Yeah, a necrophiliac? There you go.
How do I like dead people? What the?
Man, you just look like you're kind of that type of sicko. You give me those sicko vibes.
There's still people out there like that?
100%, dude. There's fucking weirdos out there. They could be your neighbors.
Holy shit.
They could be one of us, Andres.
You most likely look like you
could
be one.
Oh, no.
He starts sweating. He's like, what are you talking about?
Andres is like, put the blame on somebody else. He's like, they're freaking me out.
So...
You must really love COVID then.
No. I don't know how to move on, you know? Mm. I mean, should we talk about how we met? Or should we just...
Yeah, I guess. Fuck it.
Again?
What do you mean again? It's the first podcast. What are you
talking about? I met Rosalind at an orgy, actually.
Yeah.
It was a gay orgy. Yeah, that was awesome. Just kidding.
I didn't think this was gonna come out. I thought that was supposed to be a secret. But we should might as well let it open. I mean, you know, Luis, he was very ashamed of his dick.
Razo is my baby daddy.
You do actually do look like you could be a baby daddy.
Please explain. How? Explain.
You just got them. I fucked a girl and fucked up vibes.
God dang it, really?
Yeah, you do give off them vibes.
And plus, you're always the one that wants to pay for everything. Because I always want to buy people stuff.
That makes me a sugar daddy. What do you mean?
You're my senpai.
Well, you're a baby daddy and a sugar daddy.
Razo-kun.
Senpai what? Razo. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. That's kind of fucked up right there.
Razo-kun.
I don't like that word, actually.
What, Razo-kun?
Yeah, I don't like that.
What do you mean?
That could be very offensive, actually.
How is it offensive?
During this time.
Is she gonna plug it?
I don't think she's gonna
plug it. Oh my god. Gracias.
That was over there some long.
Gracias.
Love you, mom.
She favors me. I'm just gonna...
What were we talking about? How we met, I guess?
Yes, I guess. Should we talk about how me and you met? Because then it leads on to how we met Andres.
Does it, though?
Yeah, it does. It does. Because we met first before we met Andres. I mean, how long have we known each other already? What, eight plus years? 9 plus years already?
I mean, I guess we can talk about how we met. But I'll let you say it, because you say it, you know, way better. Because...
You're just like, we shook hands, and yeah.
Yeah. You know, you came up to me, and then...
We made eye contact, and...
You gave me a little peck on the cheek, and then, yeah.
I knew you were the one.
Yeah. It was at that moment where I found out.
What the fuck? I thought it was an orgy.
I knew I was going to snort cocaine.
At least an orgy. Asshole. Well, what?
What? Have you guys ever seen that before?
Seen what?
Somebody snort cocaine off of somebody's asshole.
So that's the type of porn you watch?
No, I don't watch that type of porn. I saw it in a movie, though. Or heard about it in a movie.
You said you watched it, and then you said you heard it?
No, I said, have you ever seen it? I've always wanted to see it. That'd be fucking crazy to watch.
What would ever see that? We never even noticed.
I don't know.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I'm pretty
about
sure now? My cousin said he's done it off of a girl one time.
Whoa, hold up. On, what?
Yeah, Lalo.
Off her butt cheeks?
Off of some girl's butt cheeks.
Dude, imagine.
I think.
Like inside or outside? Like on top or like inside?
Yeah,
the
but
crack?
You know it's funny.
Like
though.
On the crack, I'm pretty sure.
What the fuck?
I just imagine the shit she.
Oh, crack on crack. Ah, yeah, I just got the joke now.
Oh my god.
I just imagine she ever farts, you just see the freaking mic that's just coming.
Ew.
Looks like a little explosion.
That's pretty gross, actually.
That's just flavored cocaine.
You just see the little explosion just going in his face and he just goes.
Ew. Eyes all red. He's like, what did you eat? Is that lobster?
Ew.
That's just nasty.
I'm not going to try to throw up right now. Anyways, how about, tell a story, how we met, whatever.
Me and Razo met on a beautiful summer of 2012?
It wasn't even summer. The fuck
nah, school
about?
Starts in the summertime, dumbass.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
starts, like,
it
around
does.
Around like August.
That's still summer.
I thought it was like barely ending or something.
Stupid, bro.
I usually think it's
I ain't gonna
take
a chance, stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fall semester. No. In August.
When I hear summer, I think
it's still hot as fuck, bro. What do you mean it's summer? I thought summer doesn't end until like August, September.
Nah, but September, that's when like mostly like winter, mostly October.
I don't know, but whatever. We pretty much saw each other in school, and we didn't even talk. We saw each other in a basketball court.
No.
On the basketball court.
It was in lunch. I remember it was in lunch because Jesus Sotelo, one of my first friends in the Casanar, shout out to him, love you, buddy. I got introduced to you in that friend group of Jonathan and all those other guys that we hung around with.
Oh god, that
remember
group was something.
That group was something fucking crazy. Oh dude, there's a picture out there of all of us sophomore year.
Oh,
you know that, right?
Like
we're all
outside?
Together.
Yeah,
yeah,
by the tree, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
there's a picture out there, and I used to have it on my old iPhone, and I still have the iPhone. I need to get it fixed. But there's a picture of all of
of
me and Razo in that group, and I'm.
You know what?
What?
I think it's underneath my my old account.
Shut the fuck
my
up.
My Instagram account.
Can you get it?
I got tagged. I don't know. It's in my other account.
Dude, you
got
to go to that account. We got to see that. Yes, but there's a picture floating around somewhere between Jonathan. You know who I think I might have it? Eduardo.
Shut up.
I don't know.
Now we're going to hear that in the background.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry. That's Andres' sister, Diana.
Yeah, our assistant.
Our assistant.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was at the basketball court, and yeah, that's how.
I became team captain in the game because I shot a three first. That's how we used to dignify who was captain. First two to shoot a three, became captain. And I remember I saw Razo out into the things, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to choose this guy because this guy looks like he's athletic. And he looks like he's good.
I suck at basketball, by
and
the way.
He was bald, so I had much confidence in him.
Oh, shit, yeah. My hairstyle back then was...
Everybody's something. Hairstyle was fucked up. I had a mohawk. Or a frohawk or something like that.
I don't know. It wasn't really a mohawk.
It was a frohawk.
Something.
It was like stupid. That's what it
was. It
was
a mullet.
kind of. It was close. It was close to a mullet. Yeah. It was close. I did leave hair in the back right here. That made it look like a rat tail. It was stupid, but, you know.
But, anyways.
I sorely made a mistake in choosing Raza because little did I know he was actually complete ass at basketball.
I was that one person that would shoot and...
Somehow made it. Made miraculously. Yeah. Miraculously. You pull some magic out of your ass, dude.
Of course. I'm magical. What can I say?
Magic
trick. When it comes out of your ass.
What else? And then later on, we had classes together. We had two classes together that year?
No, it was just...
And seventh grade or was that eighth grade?
No.
Pretty sure it was eighth grade. We had one class or two classes together?
I just remember.
We didn't have PE to class together? Oh, no, you had somebody else. I had Roddy.
We had the same period, but we had different teachers.
Yeah, there you go. Because I remember I used to play with you in PE sometimes too.
Yeah. Oh, there's a video of us.
Oh, yeah, there is a video on YouTube of me and you.
Yeah.
That's how I know we've been knowing each other for that long.
And you have the picture.
I have the picture, the screenshot of us two fucking idiots.
It's not a good picture, though.
It is not a good picture. The video is way better. It just... I think they pull up with the iPad next to us, and we both just look at them like fucking idiots.
Yeah,
like,
huh? I think you were waving at it. I think you were like, hey.
You're just looking at me like fucking idiot. How are we gonna be friends?
Yeah.
And this is where the real friendship starts. All right, this is where we get assigned together
in a class, English class, the Lilo,
and we had to do a project together on old Lake Elsinore, and I asked Raza to be my partner. Which I recently found out he only became my partner out of fucking pity.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to choose someone else because at the time I had a good friend. We used to do everything together.
Danny, and a.k.a. Then, I work with now.
Oh, yeah. So
I work with Danny.
Cool kid. So we usually did everything together. And then I usually did first come, first serve status, you know. So Luis came to me first and I was like, all right, I guess we're going to do a project with you now.
Yes.
Want
water?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yes, please. I'll take one.
Okay.
Thank you. That's Deanna again. Anyways, and Luis came up to me and said, hey, you want to do a project together? I'm just like, okay,
no, originally I asked you out, but you're like, I'm not gay.
You so asked
like,
me out.
You were just like, okay, well, I was like, well, you want to be my partner?
Fuck,
you were
I'm getting exposed. But yeah, you want to continue?
So, he agreed to me pitifully, little did I know, and, we completely just lagged on this project. I think we had a 2-week span, and we waited the last week, like the last couple days to do it.
Yeah, we were supposed to do an interview with the whole place, and we were supposed to go visit the place.
Well, I did do an interview.
Yeah.
I set up an appointment and everything.
Yeah, you want to say why?
And,
it was just you?
And Razo had asked me to go give him a ride and pick him up.
I told this kid, I'm like, all right, we're going to make this plan, right? So we're going to do the interview, pick me up at my house, and that way we can go together, and we both don't look like a fool in front of the whole class. 2 hours pass by, no response.
And
where
going
the fuck
alone.
Is this kid? And you want to continue? What happened?
I ended up going alone to this place, taking a shit ton of pictures of me and the whole place together like that, with Razo not in one single picture at all.
Yeah.
And I got a
he
bunch
got
of information.
All the information, but me.
And I totally just, we couldn't take Razo.
And I recently found out what the reason was you didn't take me.
Because of my stepmom and my dad.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be responsible for you. And they were just like, no, we're not going to waste gas money going over there just to pick him up. And blah, 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 blah.
I was a big kid, you know?
Big kid.
I'm a big kid. I can take care of myself. But no. Whatever.
So I ended up getting all this information, and then Razo was like, what the fuck, man? He's like, you totally forgot about me. And I was like, yeah.
This was the last day, too.
The last day of the project, and we were literally assembling it last minute in fucking class, like I always do.
Fast forward to class. The next day, we had to present.
Sticking shit on the boards, making it look all fucking sloppy, sloppy-toppy.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 3 people in, we had to present. We think we were next.
Yeah, yeah,
we
it was.
Fourth or fifth person going up.
Because she did it by, like, the randomator or whatever that shit was. Yeah. The choose the order.
And then we ended up going up. Luis tells me, hey, just read this paper. And I'm just like,
I give him a piece of paper that has like maybe like what, 2 paragraphs worth of information? No, that
information that I thought was correct.
And that was completely wrong because I had ripped it off the internet, copy and paste, you know how I do it.
Should have known.
And Yeah, made him look completely stupid.
I was saying the most, I guess, absurd facts to the teacher that she kept correcting me every single second of the way.
Yeah, the teacher
would... I was just looking around like, dude,
okay, and she would full-on stop. Like, she would stop the project.
Yeah.
I think it was to the point where she went... We went through the first three projects, and then our project was so stupid, and it took so long, it actually took the rest of the period.
Probably. I don't know, to be honest. But, I don't know. I was just looking at the class... And they were looking at me like, wow, you're such an idiot. And I got embarrassed. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yeah, you were saying you got that it was most embarrassing because you got embarrassed by that one pretty girl.
Oh, yeah, there was a cute girl in the class.
Would you consider... Okay, in high school, she grew up. Would you consider her one of the hot girls in school?
Like, what do you mean, like, right now?
Like,
back then, man?
She's fucking bomb, so you know, boy. But I'm talking about, like, in high school, when we were growing up, would you consider one of the hot girls in school?
Consider one of the hot girls?
Yeah, would you consider her one of the hot girls? By the way, that girl you're talking about, she was like one of my best friends.
Oh, this is awkward. I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. No, I'm just asking. I consider her one of the hot girls in school.
Yeah. Really? No, after a while, I'm just like, I saw around high school and I was like, oh, there is way more of like.
Oh yeah, whatever. Yeah, definitely that true. But I always considered her one of the hot girls.
But then again, our school wasn't the prettiest. They didn't have the prettiest girls. No. I would always go, like, traveling to other high schools. Sorry, Lakeside. Like, what the fuck?
Man, even Riverside has some bad bitches.
Yeah, I know which school you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're talking about the Spring? The Spring Canyon one?
No, I was talking about Temescal or, like...
Oh, yeah, Temescal had some bad bitches.
No, you know which school we're talking about.
Rancho?
No.
I'm trying to think. Oh! Oh! Yeah!
Rancho?
No.
What are you talking
about? Near Rancho.
Really?
Very
you know
near.
What? Last night...
It's a new school in Paris.
Yeah.
Wait, in Paris?
Yeah, the new one in Paris.
Alright, anyways.
Alright, whatever.
But, like, literally, like, every direction you go, you see one, you're like...
The football games over there are crazy.
They are. They're so much better than ours. I should've just went there.
We could've gone there.
Anyways, going back to the project thing... we pretty much got a C on it.
Oh, yeah.
We both were like dumbasses.
We squeezed by.
Yeah,
better than Phil.
I already looked like a fucking idiot in middle school. I wasn't considered cool at all in middle school. I was considered fucking...
Dude, yeah, there was always like a bunch of...
I don't think any of us were.
Yeah, there was like a bunch of people that thought they were cool or popular, but when you hit high school, that's when you figure out like
where
you were.
Nah. The people that were cool in middle school still continued on into high school as cool kids.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there were some middle schools that they had, like, a bunch of their own cool group and, like, different group. But in high school, that's where mostly, like, everybody, like, actually figures out, like, if they're actually in the...
I didn't get well known till, like, junior year, maybe. Because sophomore year was like, normal, whatever. Mm. And then all of a sudden, junior year is, like, I started getting recognized a lot. And people were like, oh, what's up, ladies? And, like, oh, ladies, boys, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay.
I think I was just pretty much recognized because of baseball.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Fucking job.
High school.
Well, because you were the only fucking freshman to go up into varsity.
No, I didn't go into varsity. The coach...
Or JV or something like that.
No, that's a freshman team. Because my freshman, they got a new coach, and he didn't want any freshman to be in the varsity team at that time.
Oh, I know which one, though.
Yeah, nobody liked him. He was a dick, too.
Like... At first, I was like, okay, he might be a cool coach, but, like, once he starts, like, getting mad at us, he always has to bring everyone back in because of that one person did something wrong. So, you teach the whole team, I'm like, you can really bring him aside, and you can fix it. You don't have to bring everyone in.
I guess this is a good segue to how we met Andre, or how I met Andre.
He's even a bitch, too. Last time, he transferred to Elsinore, so he was in, like, he went
Hold
from,
up, what?
Yeah, he went from being a head coach at Lakeside for freshman to an assistant coach.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about your head coach. Your freshman year.
Yeah.
I was talking about my freshman year.
Oh, my bad.
The varsity coach.
I thought he was still the same one. My bad.
No, you're talking about Donnie. I'm talking about Senor. I don't even know if I should say his name.
I thought you were talking about the other guy. That one was mine.
No. My.
My bad.
Yeah, no. But,
Wait, what?
Remember the coach that was always doing sock checks and stuff?
Fuck that guy. Fuck that coach, dude.
So, this is kind of a good segue of how I met Andres. Guys, yeah. This is my junior year.
We mentioned because of Desharm's fucked up.
All right. You know what? I was going to say, I don't want to say his name, but this guy just says it. You are whatever. Fucking whatever. Stupid. It doesn't matter. I don't think nobody knows him anyways.
What if he gets word out? What if he become famous and popular and everybody listens to it and then Desharm is out there and he's like, fuck.
He's
like, fuck those guys, I'm going to sue him.
Does he even know what a podcast is?
A what? A
podcast.
How old is he?
He's still teaching in TC, I'm sure, so I don't know.
Really?
Pretty sure he's a history teacher, a U.S. history teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like Mr. Denham?
What?
Like Mr. What's his name?
Denison?
Denison, I
guess. Denison was U.S. government. Oh, wait, actually, yeah, he was a U.S. government teacher, too.
Yeah, that was all like Mr. Denison.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Denison.
No, Denison was he was
Denison should have been a fucking coach. That would be fucking awesome.
He was a tennis coach.
Oh, yeah, he was a tennis coach.
He's a track and field coach, too.
Wait, tennis
coach? Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, he's not a tennis coach. He's a...
Track and field.
Lacrosse?
What are we at? Fucking fancy high school?
Nah, anyways, how I met Andres. This is my junior year. The whole team was quitting because of the coach. Mm-hmm. Nobody liked him. Mm-hmm. He ended up fucking up the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being with two varsity players, right? How many mm-hmm. varsity players stayed?
Because
I know the whole team quit, and then everyone...
So far, I only know that...
Three.
You... Eli. Wait, no, man. He wasn't a senior year until... He was a junior back then, I think.
I'm so confused. Anyways,
I'm just gonna say... I know it was just you.
I know it was just two. But anyways...
And Roche, I think.
I don't know. I don't even know.
I think it was just you and Roche that said, I think.
Well, anyways... Really? I ended up putting up freshman teams and then a JV team. And then from there, I saw Andreas. I'm just like, I don't like this kid. I don't like his attitude anymore. Because I thought he was just a straight-up, like, cholo-looking kid that didn't even care about
the game. Dude, I didn't even look like a cholo.
Because, no, yes, shut the fuck up. Had all the chains and shit looking like Dom Toretto.
Oh, yeah, those chains actually make me look
bullshit.
Like
one. Bullshit, they made you look like you were straight from
this
Rodeo,
guy came
dog.
In with an L.A. Dodger hat and with the big-ass chain on his chest. Like, I was like, what? Like, what? Like, are we really going to want this kid on the team? And I barely found out it was his first time playing baseball.
Yeah.
That year. I'm just like, really?
I learned fast.
But anyways...
But school-wise, yeah. I don't.
I saw him my junior year. I didn't really like him. I was just like, oh, great. We have another kid that doesn't care about the team. But I guess, so we fast forward to senior year when I officially started talking to you and, like, because of we got the same class.
The bonding.
Like, athletic, yeah. Athletic class. And then we started hanging out, you know, little by little. And then eventually I introduced him to Luis.
Yep. Hey.
He went over to his house.
Ooh, yeah. You guys came to pick me up. And we went to the mall. The Tyler Mall. Also known as, for those outsiders, Tyler Galleria. I didn't know people called it the Tyler Galleria. That's fucking gay.
Is it open?
It is gay. It is gay. No, it's open.
It's funny how you went from open to gay.
Sorry. No, it's open. It's open. I was just at the mall with Brenda, actually. Brenda and her best friend. What's her name? Destiny?
Brenda.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. His cousin.
Oh, that was another one.
No.
We
know too many Brendas.
I know.
That's what I'm confused. I'm
I mean,
like,
that's a common name.
I'm just saying, like, which one you guys talking about? Your cousin or a friend?
You know what I don't run into a lot, though? I mean, it's a very common name. I know it's common, but I don't run into a lot of Luises anymore. Like, I used to.
I've run into a lot of people with your last name, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Nettles.
That makes one of us, because I don't hear anybody else with the last name. Cease Nettles.
I bet you always think, okay, he might be related to him.
Honestly, if I do find somebody with the last name Cisneros, I'm just like, dude, I'm like, that name isn't very common. I'm like, where the fuck?
No, like, my last name. If I see someone with my last name,
they have
like,
to be fucking related
to
you. Oh,
they have to be family. Yeah, like, there's no way.
There's no way.
Like Don Cheto?
Shout out to my uncle Don Cheto. His
birthday.
No, his birthday was on Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah. That was fucking cool.
I was hoping he responded, but I didn't get a response.
Did
you tag him?
Yeah, I tagged him.
He's like, damn, this motherfucker just wants my money, boo.
I know, honestly.
He's like, just like,
tío, déjame con el dinero cuando te vayas. But yeah, that's pretty crazy that I found out that he's a Razo. I don't know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm related to
you. You're a fucking idiot. He's turned off your mic, bro. If you're gonna be flipping bottles.
Uh-uh.
The whole mic caught that. Come
mm-hmm.
on.
So that's how we met each other.
Yeah.
Should we talk about how we were in high school? I don't know.
How we were in high school?
Well, we were fucking idiots in high school.
Well, how long do you want to have this podcast for?
I don't know. Well, how long is it going to be?
Let's make sure that we're still recording, because what if, like, it randomly just stops?
No, we're still go. Well, we got 30 minutes already in already?
I think we still have time for a high school
story. We still got time for a high school story. All right. What's your most notable high school memory?
My most notable.
Like, whenever you think of high school, that memory just pops into your head. There's two memories that whenever I think of high school, clicks into my head.
Like, you personally or for me?
Personally. Okay. You personally.
Being in humanities class.
Honestly.
And playing Baraja.
Being in humanities class was one of the big ones. Because I used to love being in that class. She was the main reason why I ended up
fucking love her teacher. Like a mom, dude. To this day, still. Like,
yeah, she's an amazing person. Oh, she's an amazing teacher.
Did you guys hang out with her on her birthday or no?
Sadly, I was working. No, yeah, but I wanted to. I hit her up to go out so we can all eat, like, dinner. Like, I wanted to take her out to a restaurant, to, like, a Mariscos or something, so that we can go eat, like, so we can catch up. Like, you, me, and Andres, and her, to catch up to so we can eat and stuff like that. But I think she changed her phone number.
Oh. Ask your friend, Janet.
I'm going to have to ask Janet.
Ask her if she could get you, if she changed it or not.
Or she's just ignoring me.
She doesn't like you
anymore. Imagine she's like, oh, the pendejo. Hey, Luis. You been?
But, I don't know. Jimenez's class was a big one for me. But then I think a second one would be just the baseball team in general.
Yeah.
Really? I had so many fun times.
Bro, baseball, every time you're up there, you don't even think about anything else. You're just there having fun, practicing, and just messing around.
Yeah, it's like... You'd be so nervous with having a test or whatever. You can have so many problems at home or in class, whatever.
But as soon as you hit the field.
As soon as you hit the field, all those problems are gone.
Yeah, because you're just there having fun, hitting, catching, and just, like, talking to
your teammates. You're there with the boys, yeah. Having fun. And
see, you guys are lucky. You guys got to do sports. I had to fucking work. I fucking sucks.
Yeah, you
wanted to work. Like, it's always funny how, like you always get there's always like people that just roast each other, or like the whole team just goes against one person and they just change to another person out of nowhere.
I remember there was a thing going on in the baseball team. If you go into the shed by yourself, you're done for.
You're gonna get raped.
Yeah, you're done for. Oh, bro. Yeah. I don't know if that ever happened to you. I don't know. I remember warning any new player that came up to the varsity field, like, don't go to the shed by yourself. Because you're going to be initiated.
The only thing we have, I haven't heard about that, but the thing that every time, like, if you're just, like, getting a drink of water, and then if you go down and get some, you know you're going to get slapped in the ass. Like,
oh, yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. I remember changing, and guys were very comfortable.
You just had a dick slapped on your shoulder.
Bro, I swear to God, they just take off their underwear and pants. You know, they take off everything. And I'd just be, like, walking around like that. Or then just start following you with your dicks out on their hand. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, is this really happening right now?
I can never do that.
I don't know.
Really? I kind of see you do.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm ashamed of that, but I don't think I could just do that. I'm just... Yeah.
No. I don't see myself doing
being
that.
Being that close to a guy that's naked, I'm just like, dude, if you don't get away from me, I'm going to punch you, like, as hard as I fucking can in the balls. Like, I don't care if they should explode, but it's back the fuck off.
No, I mean, something, I don't know.
Especially if they're running at me with their dick. No, you're gonna catch this fucking smoke, dog. You're catching some heat.
Alright, so what's one thing or two things that remind you of high school, or that are notable for you in your whole
whenever I think career. Of high school, there's two memories that come to mind. Mm-hmm. The first time when Miss Jimenez told us to go get the soda for her, and she gave us the note, and we ditched class and came back to school.
Oh, and you were freaking out, yes, the whole time?
That was the first... Whenever I think of high school, I think of that memory and Hoko.
Oh, homecoming.
I think of Hoko.
Oh, homecoming was something different,
that
too.
That place fucking sucked. Hate that shit.
Okay, how about... Should we talk about homecoming, or should we go to
Andres? We're really going to tell that story.
Or should we go to Andres first and talk about
his Andres, two memories? Okay. Andres, you can do the two memories, and then I'll tell you that story about Hoko. Because
Andres recently just graduated, so, I mean...
Yeah, boy!
Yeah,
congratulations. Every
time I think it's just, like, baseball field, or, like, hanging out in Ms. D's classroom.
Okay.
Every time, if we're in there, we just always, like, chill, talk, or play pool.
How was high school without us? Because
bro, Loki, I kind of Loki felt bored because I'm like, fuck, who else do I talk to? Because I only mostly talked to you two when I was in sophomore year and just hang out with you and Jimenez. ever since you guys talked, I was like, fuck, where am I gonna go now? Because if I go to Jimenez, I'm like, I hardly know like the people that.
He's a last puppy. What that is?
So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna hang out with like Brandon and Suze and Tui and Sonic, and I just stood there for the whole entire time.
So that reminds me, Jimenez would always tell me like, "Hey, Andres is always by himself. Like since you guys left, and I felt so bad."
No, because I was like,
no, hacía el clase.
Because I was like, fuck, who else? Because I mostly just talked to you guys, and I talked to other people, but I mostly just like stayed with you guys because you guys are actually like, we're pretty chill to hang out with and talk to. And every time we go to Jimenez, we just have more fun in there. But ever since you're gone, I was like, fuck, what am I gonna do now? I don't know where else to hang out. But and then I found like the tree, too, because I was sort of selling chips. And later by second semester, everybody just like left. I was like
scattered.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna like find someone and just go somewhere else.
That's high school.
But ever since I started going to Ms. Ivonic, I was just like, you know what? It's actually more fun being in here because you talk to Ms. Ivonic about stuff. She also like makes us laugh. We have like conversations. She always helps us like how to be good in the baseball team. So it's always fun just being in there.
Yeah. Lucky, that's why I was lucky that that Raza was there in high school, because
we're gonna get emotional now.
No,
bro, even when you guys left,
choking up,
even though every time you guys left and you guys still come to visit Jimenez, freaking, you guys always text me, "Hey, yo, ditch clash right now." I'm like, why?
Yeah,
we're in Jimenez. And I'm like, bad influences. And I'm like, okay, bitch, just tell Jimenez to come pick me up. I was in Miss Jones, and one of Miss Jones came, "It's a good kind of borrow." And there's for a second, I was like, "Do I bring my stuff?" I walk in, I see Luis and Raza just sitting there.
Hey, we're bringing my stuff.
And I don't know where I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just chilling in here then. Fuck.
It was so easy to ditch class. I used to do it all the time and get away with it so easily. I don't know how you guys didn't do it.
Because some of the teachers are strict and some are actually pretty chill.
Literally, I would just walk out sometimes.
It was so easy to walk out.
It was stupid school. Easy to walk out.
Like, could you guys?
I would just be like, the teacher sent me to go get something from the car, and they're just like, okay, I'll see you in a little bit.
No, they got stricter now. Every time they walk out, they always say like, where are you going?
You know what's scary? Why? How easy it is to walk in.
Yeah.
No,
walking in
not anymore.
No, walking in is easy.
Really?
No. If you go from the back, it's so much easier.
All you gotta do is go from the back, dude. That shit is so easy. Yeah. You don't even have to jump any fences to sneak in.
You don't. From the That's back, it's so much so easier. That's
what's fucking scary about our school.
Cool. Former.
And it's still our school.
I mean, I guess.
That's like anybody could literally have come from behind where there literally is no security, almost never. Because I remember. I would hear all the time kids fucking up there.
Okay.
There was no teachers up there, no security campus at all. So anybody could have literally just ran in from the fucking back of the school and completely blew it up or shot it up easily.
Honestly, he's right.
Thank God it didn't happen.
Thank God.
Good time.
We don't have a lot of white boys in our school, so.
That reminds me of a story that happened my freshman year. When lockdown happened.
No, dude, that was... You know who it was, though, right?
Obviously, but we're not going to say. We're not going to say anything.
Why? Oh, because this is technically and criminally... You know.
Yes, and...
Well, let's just say, like, the bomb threat one, or the shooting one, it was, right? It was a shooting towards that one teacher, was three of our very, very, very close friends.
Let's just say that afterwards, they ended up being... what happened to them?
Expelled from Lakeside, and they got sent to Elsinore.
One of them ended up... No.
Ortega.
One of them ended up coming back though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Boggled my mind. So, I was like, "What? How are you still here?"
Yeah,
but
he's like, "I told them I'm sorry and I won't do it again."
I don't know.
No, I heard he had to go through a lot of conferences. I heard he had to go to a lot of meetings to get back in here. The mom and dad had to like plead.
Plead guilty?
Or... No, like just like, please, can you let the son back in? They kept an eye on him and everything too.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but the other two,
They were done.
Yeah, they were fine.
I know
done.
One of them. I was talking to one of them.
Was it the
Chris?
Oh, you already said his name. Big one.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know he ended up moving. He ended up going somewhere else.
Long haired one, the one that looks like he was always on crack. Remember? Well, I could say his nickname because nobody knows his nickname. Gio?
He wasn't part of it.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
He was not part of it.
I
know his other name, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because my uncle used to give him rides to school in middle school. And,
yeah.
Let's just say it was pretty bad. It was a bad situation. We were in lockdown for about an hour or two.
And the thing was, the stupid fucking... They did it during fifth period.
The good thing for me, I was in Jimenez.
It went from fifth period. So you were lucky. I was in PE.
Ooh.
So it was in. I was in the locker room. I was in the gym. So it went on from fifth.
Right.
To sixth. To after school.
I honestly, that reminds me. Our coach for baseball, he was pissed because he didn't see anyone on the field. And I remember going up there, walking up there, and he was just screaming his ass off, walking back and forth. I'm like, oh god, we're running today. I can already
see. Bro, that's literally stupid. He can't, like, what was the point of it?
No, but he didn't know. He didn't know what was going on.
I know, but that's what I'm just saying. Like, if they don't know, they should. He's not. There's no reason for him to get mad.
Does nobody inform him of anything? What the fuck is the teacher?
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like, there's no reason to get mad at, like, if there's no one there or it's like no cars moving, he can't get mad because that means something's wrong. And his dumb is just like walking there out of nowhere, and something like he gets shot or something, and put Benevo for not knowing.
His fault, not ours.
Jesus, that got dark pretty quick. Anyways, should we get into your homecoming story? Because I mean, technically, I was involved in it in a way too. You know,
I hate Hoko.
But hold up. Should we say homecoming or the events that, you know, led up to homecoming?
It was,
because it was a bunch of events that led up to it. I don't know if you want to.
I'll give a little bit of sprinkle detail about the beginning, only so people can understand. Hulk, stop pretending like you're sucking dick.
God dang it!
I
thought I was gonna get
away. I didn't see him going.
He's shaking salt in the air.
You know, just checking if there's a different taste.
The humidity. But so there was a girl I was talking to, or trying to at least.
Right.
And talking over the summer. Me and Razo ended up going on a double date that went very interesting. That's another tale for another time. Interesting story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna save that story.
And I ended up developing feelings for this girl. A lot of feelings.
Right. Right.
To the point where, you know what? Nah. Where I was like, you know what? I think I should just stop talking and pull the move already. So I was gonna pull the move at Hoko. So I was like, yo, this girl didn't. She was the type of girl that didn't want to go like flashy. She wasn't the one that didn't want to get a lot of the attention all the time. She was very kept to herself, very quiet.
Right.
Very
right.
Smart, which is a big thing that I like about her is. You know, she was very pretty, but she was also very smart. And
cheerleader.
Yes, she was a cheerleader. I didn't care about that much. I mean, she was a cheerleader, which was awesome.
It was, I guess, a bonus.
You know how much cooler it would have been? I'm just gonna
I think that's always like a bonus for people.
But
I'm drinking.
I'd asked her, and I did it on the side privately so that she wasn't, like, flashed in front of the whole class. Because, yeah, I could have brought the whole fucking teddy bear and the balloons and the sign and have, like, a whole fucking mile-long of roses holding, you know, stupid shit like that.
When you asked her, you didn't use any of that, did you?
No, I literally was just pulling her to the side. I was talking to her, and I was like, yo, I was like, do you want to go to homecoming with me? And I was like, I know you don't like to be put on the spot.
Right.
Because... You know, she's.
You could at least give her like a little small teddy bear at least.
I was going to do a lot more stuff on the day of homecoming.
To be fair, in high school,
I had a lot of fucking fun. Yeah, I didn't.
I fucked up with a lot of presents, to be honest. That's why I'm making up for it right now.
On homecoming, when I get to you guys literally, presents. I was just gonna pull.
So when you see people like you know, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give you this. I'm sorry, I'm giving it to you.
Nah, most people I don't fuck with them anymore. So go fuck yourselves. Anyway, sorry. Go back to your story.
I'm not wasting my money for them, bitches.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, but me and Raza were joking about, like, I remember a couple days before okay, so she said yes. She was like, oh my god. She was like, I had turned two guys for you, waiting for you. She said she had turned two guys because she was waiting for me to ask her. Fuck. And I was like, I was like, fucking awesome. Right, I was like, she likes me. I like her. Was good. I'm cool now. That's the one through my head. I was like, hell yeah. I was like, I finally fucking did it.
The
ugly fucking duckling landed one. And she was a fucking cheerleader.
Bonus.
So I was like, shit, hell yeah. So I was like super fucking excited. I think I spent like $300 on a fit. On an expensive ass fit.
Bro, you're gonna literally just waste $20 by going to Walmart.
And I still was going to buy her gifts.
Damn. Oh, well, I mean, you were already working at this time, right?
I was I had dough, homie, you know. I had dough. I wasn't worried about money. But I did have dough. And I didn't have to worry about bills. So I had, you know, what is a fucking a 17-year-old, 18-year-old going to do when he has $700 checks coming in every 2 weeks and he doesn't have to pay for anything?
Buy clothes, shoes.
That's all I did. I bought clothes all the fucking time.
Fuck. I should have done that.
Yeah, you're stupid. I don't know. I was lucky that I didn't do any sports and I did.
Hey, but I was selling chips, though. That was my job. That was a hustle,
bro. Chatos.
Anyways.
Bien baratos.
Dude, like, literally, my wallet was getting fat every all right, day. Alright, we're getting sidetracked. Like, bro, I was balling. But ever since, like, second semester hit and a bunch of people started selling chips, my wallet started getting flat.
Oh, pobrecito. So,
cry yourself to sleep.
I mean, what? Just drugs.
So, we had kept talking. Oh my god. So, I had kept talking to her, whatever, to the days coming. And she was like, oh, guess what happened to me? Like, 2 days before.
It was the day before.
Oh, because she was like, oh, yeah, this one guy.
No, don't say the name.
Okay, it's with an A. Okay, you know who. We'll just say Ah from now on. She was like, Ah was talking to me during class today and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's cool, whatever. And I was like, trying to talk to her and trying to. Hey,
about what? Trying to talk to her and.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, there was no reason for her to open the door. Like, whoa. Oh my god.
Bro.
There was no point.
There's so many distractions right now.
Bro, she literally does that three times.
Okay. So, I was trying to talk to her, whatever. And I remember because Hoka was on Friday.
Right.
And I remember specifically.
Wait, it was a Friday?
It was a Friday, yes. What? I'll tell you why.
They always do Hoka on Fridays.
It was because on Wednesday, we were playing in class on Missy Menes, but we were playing Baraja during lunch, like we usually do.
Right. I was there.
Yes.
Our friend Naomi told you.
Yes. She was like, guess who's talking to Brenda? Who's trying to talk to Brenda? And I was like, oh, shit, I said her name. Fuck.
Oh. Dude, cut that out.
I can't cut it out.
Yes, you can.
I don't know how to do that.
That's why we're calling ourselves the
Tres Pendejos. Alright, fuck it.
We're the freaking three idiots. Dude,
idiots. I thought it was Pendejos.
Okay. Whatever. Maybe nobody noticed the name, you know? Hopefully. But yes, Naomi was like, guess who's trying to talk to Blah. We'll call her Blah.
That's kind of rude.
It's already too late.
That's kind of rude. That's kind of rude because you already said the name and they're going to say blah.
Blee. We'll just say B. Okay. She was talking. A was talking to B. All right.
Oh.
And then I was like.
It was going to turn into a C conversation.
Shut the fuck up. So I was like, I'm not worried. I'm
and then they're going to get that D.
Shut the fuck. Oh my God. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Continue.
And I was like, I wasn't worrying. And then I told Roz it was a joke. I was like, watch B leave me for A
as a joke. As a fucking joke.
I was like, we just looked at each other and we're just like, nah. We started laughing, like, whatever. Tell me why I think it was Thursday night. I had just got off of work and I got a text from her. She was like, oh, I'm not going to go to Hoko anymore. Like,
dang.
I just don't feel like going anymore or something like that. Because on Thursday, A had asked B to homecoming in front of the whole class.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
And she was like, she said she was embarrassed and that she didn't know how to, she didn't want to say no. And that
right.
Because she had already told me that she wanted to go with me, she ended up telling me that she wasn't going to go with me or that she wasn't going to go with him. That she just wanted to stay home. And she's like, and then she told me that if she was going to go, she was going to go with her friends only and stay with her friends only. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But for some reason, deep down, like inside, I was like,
you already had a feeling.
I already knew. I was like, fuck. So I got super fucking sad and I didn't even want to go anymore. At that point, I was like, fuck Hoko, because I know I'm going to see her there. In my head, I'm like, I'm going to see her there and I'm going to see her with A.
Right.
And it's gonna fucking hurt.
Right.
So I was like, I'm just not gonna go. Fuck it. So me and Razo, we went that night to go eat sushi.
No, well, to be fair, at that point, I was supposed to go out with someone that I was talking to.
Yes.
At that point.
I'm sorry.
But,
I like how he said Jesus. It so fast. He was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. She's not here with us anymore.
She's dead now.
She's very healthy, and I'm very happy for you.
So it canceled our plans for both of us because I was being a sad boy at sad boy hours and I was like, please come with me to go eat sushi and eat my pain away. So we end up going to eat sushi and to go to a movie. At the sushi bar, I go to look at my phone because I was like, I'm just going to check on Instagram to see how Hoku is coming along.
I told you that, hey, don't check out your phone. Please don't check out your phone.
I still went and I saw Ace the first thing that shows up is A posting a picture of him
and B.
And her and B. Because me and Raza were very good friends with A. I've known A since middle school. And we were friends since middle school.
I sort of knew him a bit.
I knew him because of football, because we had talked a lot and we just hung out too sometimes. Right. And,
But to be fair, he didn't know anything about you.
I didn't hate him for it.
Right.
That and because he was a good friend of ours. He was a good friend of mine. So I was like, I can't hate you for it, bro. Like, she was free game. Like,
yeah, right,
it's not
right.
like she was hooked to me or anything like that. So I was like,
Well, she would kind of work because she rejected two guys for you, though.
I know, but it doesn't mean that she's going to, you know. So I was like, it was free game, so I can't hate you for it. Plus, I couldn't hate him anyways. He was my friend. And I saw him post the picture of her. And I was like,
As soon as I saw his reaction, I'm like, this isn't going to be good.
And then I'm like,
I see Rosal. Can we get another round here?
All of a sudden, I go see, she blocks me on Instagram.
Yeah.
She just straight up fucking blocks me and blocks my number.
Damn.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was fucking her. I was like,
I think eventually,
and then I went and liked the picture. And then I closed my phone.
No, I didn't look at it for hours. You liked it first, and then she blocked you.
Yeah. I had liked it, and I liked her picture because she ended up posting it.
Yeah.
And then she went and blocked me. I was like, dude. I was like, fuck this.
Honestly,
and she that has to be embarrassing, right? She acted like she didn't even fucking know me after that.
Yeah, hey, but like, you have to admit, that has to be embarrassing, right? As soon as she saw you like that picture, like, what do you think went through her head?
She was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because she said that she didn't want to go, only with her friends.
Right.
And, dude, I was so bad. And then people found out, they're like, I thought you were supposed to go to with Brett. With B. Fuck!
I guess like, too.
And then I was just like, oh, no. I was like, I ended up, I need to go. I was like, blah, blah, blah. I remember this. So a couple of people were like, oh, you guys meet a cute couple. And I was like, shut up. Don't say that. Like, stop talking to me. And, yeah, that's Hoko. I hate Hoko.
To this day, he hears the word Hoko and he just wants to, like, punch a wall.
I hate school dances.
Yeah. I never went to one.
Oh, I absolutely hated it.
Even more?
I did.
I hated any dance. The only dance I went to was prom. Because I paid for the ticket.
That's bullshit. I never had mine.
And I paid like $300 for the suit, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna reuse it. Because I ended up returning some of the suit, and some of the parts of the suit I couldn't return, I ended up just keeping, which was an expensive-ass button-up shirt that cost me like almost $100. This vest that almost cost me like $100, and these shoes that cost me like $90. So the fit was like almost $300-something, because the only thing I was missing was like the pants. The pants was like, I didn't like the pants, because they were like these fancy panties, me and season. I didn't like them.
Right.
So I ended up just using that for prom.
I know there's a different story for prom too. There's another story we can talk about what happened there, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, we have stories for days, homie. What you mean?
I know that story.
But a whole
call. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you do know that.
Knew you at that point.
Because you're still friends. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn, that gotta suck.
Yeah, dude.
I just noticed that. Okay, I could have gone with you guys.
No, you couldn't.
You guys have the invite, yeah?
Yeah.
I was already somebody's guest, yeah. I think.
You guys were seniors.
Yeah, we could have invited him.
We had
the option to invite him.
Yeah. Because I can't go because I was still a sophomore, but you guys had a little paper.
Yeah.
And I turned it in the office, and they approved. I could have gone.
Yeah, that's how What's-Her-Face went.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Remember? We have a fucking picture with her. Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
We literally...
we're just name-dropping at this point. Who gives a fuck anyway?
Yeah, I thought we were not saying names.
Who gives a fuck?
Because he fucked it up so many times.
I know.
I don't know. We're probably going to beep
that
out. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Just beep it out.
Beep. But, guess what I found out later on that year? I think I told you about when Naomi told me.
What happened?
About prom.
What happened?
Because, okay,
I'm pretty sure you told me what happened.
Because remember later on, or during the year, towards the end, not towards the end of the year, but like, I think during the second semester when it started, B started talking to me again. Not like talking like that, but like.
But this is already senior year, right?
As friends, yes. This is already senior. Well, this Hoka was senior year too.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was junior year.
Swear to God, it was senior year.
Junior year, because I was. Senior year. I was still talking to you know who.
I was a senior.
Homecoming. When that happened.
Yes.
It was junior year.
I promise you, it was senior year.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to think about
it. I was in eighth grade.
I promise you, it was senior year because we had went on the date summer, before senior year. Remember?
Son of a bitch, you're right.
I am fucking right.
No, yeah. Because shit was already going down.
So, towards the end of second, towards the second semester, like halfway through it, she started talking to me again, like as a friend. And I was like, oh, now you don't want to act like you don't know me anymore. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm cool. I'm a cool guy. I never like making enemies. I like making friends only. You know, peace, love, positivity. Well, Naomi told me something interesting that I was like, oh, how the turns have tabled. And I could have done something about it, but I was a bigger man, and I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna do anything.
Yeah, I think I talked you out of it too.
Yes. I think you did actually, because I was going to consider it, but then you were like,
yeah,
because no,
you were pretty happy about when she told you, and I was like, hey, dude,
I was extremely happy.
Yeah, because I was telling you like, hey, dude, like, she already did this to you. Please don't. It's gonna fuck you up.
It was nothing bad towards her. It wasn't gonna harm her. It was just information that I found out. That I was like...
No, yeah, but I was saying because you got your hopes up.
And I was it did bring my hopes up. Yeah. That's what it did. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything because...
I was like, just keep it as friends.
Yeah, I was like, because I don't want to make enemies.
Yeah.
But, damn, that was... When I found that out, I was like, mind fucking... Blah, blah, blah. Right. Hiroshima type of shit, you feel me?
Oh, my God. All right, well, that kind of escalated.
But, yeah, man. We have so many fucking stories for days, literally.
Either high school or out of high school.
Adventures we had out of high school, adventures we had in high school.
In the womb.
In the womb, man. Yeah. When I fought off all the other sperm cells.
Exactly.
Had to fight to the death with with my twin brother, Reese.
Reese. How far are we in? Because, like...
We're pretty fucking deep, already. In. I feel like this is already...
We should probably
almost in an hour. No. Just keep it to the hour mark. Just keep it to the fucking hour mark.
So, 4 more minutes.
What else are we even talking about?
What else?
I feel like at this point, people are already asleep.
At this point, I think...
They're like, oh my God, this is just ridiculous.
Oh, this is so boring. I already know all these stories. Blah, 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 blah. Russell, what's your favorite type of porn?
Shit, we're back to this thing again, huh?
Because you never answered it, Andres.
I don't want people to know.
You act like nobody watches porn.
Yeah, but... When I see something...
Like, I'll name my favorite, if you name your favorite.
You first. You're the one that wants to know everything.
I never said I want to know everything. Take a guess.
Stuck.
What? Oh, step bro, I'm stuck in the washing machine.
What'd you say, step sis? I'll help you out.
Oh, shit. Good time, man.
Not stuck.
Those are good, too.
Huh? No, I've actually never seen one of those.
What? I was talking about the ones you are.
What is... I never even said anything.
Shout out to the fire.
That was a smoke.
I just saw the flash.
Yeah.
But, mine's Pog.
Oh, yeah, we're taking the... podcast outside. That's
what
is it?
Pog.
What the fuck is Pog?
I don't know. It's just, that's how it is on abbreviated on.
What does it stand for?
I think
this is the first time we hear it.
Fat white ass or something like that.
Pog.
I don't know.
Where'd you get ass from? Is it, I mean, it doesn't even close.
I don't know, but it's fat asses, bro. That's where it's at.
P A W.
Are you more of an ass man or a PWAG or something like that? Pog. Or PAWG. I don't know. Something like that. You know what? I should look it up. No,
group chat?
Are you more of an ass or a tits man?
Ass.
Oh, see, I don't know. Ass. I really don't know.
I think I like both. Ass, dude.
Really?
I really like both, but.
I like both too, but you gotta go with ass.
Yeah, bro. I feel like. This is so disgusting to talk about, by the
bro,
way.
Bro, I'm just saying, because if you have someone with big butt, that would be a perfect pillow.
Yeah,
Ace is not but thinking about it. Hugs. Too. Hugs with girls who have big boobs are the best, too.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. It's very difficult. I like all. I like personality.
You like
all right? Personality. The personality matters, all
right? Fucking simp.
Damn right. I'm proud of it.
At this point, it feels like I'm the simp.
Nah, yeah, you was a simp. What? You over here simping.
I'm trying to be very faithful right now, so
okay.
I can't answer.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we shouldn't be asking you these questions then, yeah. Oops, my bad. You never answered it. I already said what I like. What do you like?
The ones that you kind of see, too. The Step Bro.
I don't watch them. I mean, you're the only one. No, Step Bro. You're the only one watching those, bro. Oh my god, you're fucking kidding. So you're into
no.
You're into interracial type of shit. No, you fucking sicko.
I disconnected my mic. Stop, bro.
Yeah, I'm pretty messed up now.
Fuck. Good shit, man. I like it. I respect it.
Are you a man of culture?
Not
ever. Man of culture.
No, I respect it. I respect it. We're not gonna judge.
I respect it, bro.
Fuck.
Oh, Step Bro, I got stuck under the table.
Honestly, I don't see any different way we should end this. Like, that's the perfect.
This is the perfect idea. Ending right here.
Yeah.
All right. This is the
Three Idiots podcast.
Three Idiots podcast. Signing out, Luis,
Razo,
Andre,
Deuces. Yeah.